From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says his people have the right to protest and criticize the government. It's his first public response to nationwide anti-establishment protests that have now stretched into a fourth day. Iranian state media said Rouhani made the conciliatory comments about the protests in remarks to his cabinet on Sunday. But they also quoted Rouhani as saying the protesters should focus on solving the country's problems and improving people's lives. Iran's biggest and most sustained anti-government protest since the 2009 presidential election protests continued Sunday, with hundreds of people joining street rallies in several parts of the country. In other Sunday developments, the Iranian government blocked people from using social media platform Instagram and the messaging app Telegram. Iranian state television said authorities were temporarily blocking both applications to maintain peace. Many protesters had been using the apps to upload or share photos and videos from the demonstrations. South Korea announced Sunday it had seized another ship it suspects transferred petroleum products to North Korea in violation of international sanctions. The announcement said the Panama flagship was detained 2 weeks ago at a port. It's the second ship the South Korean government has acknowledged investigating in the past 3 days. On Friday, it announced it had seized and inspected a Hong Kong flagged ship in November because it believed the tanker transferred oil to a North Korean vessel in the ocean. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres warns the world is likely to see many complex and new dangers in 2018. In a year-end message, he appeals for greater unity to overcome these threats and create a more peaceful world. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the UN's European headquarters in Geneva.
When UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres assumed office 1 year ago, the world was in the midst of a hopeful moment. Negotiations to end more than four decades of division on the island of Cyprus appeared to be moving toward a successful resolution. Guterres jumped into the fray and worked tirelessly to produce that outcome. Unfortunately, the Greek and Turkish Cypriots were unable to bury their differences and live as one nation together. The UN chief acknowledges his hopes for a peaceful 2017 have not materialized. Unfortunately, he says, the world in many ways has gone in reverse. Reflecting this darkened mood on the eve of the new year, Guterres says he is issuing what he calls a red alert for our world. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
At least 30 people died Sunday when a bus and a truck collided in central Kenya. 18 people were injured in the wreck. The Star newspaper reports the bus was traveling in the wrong lane at the time of the accident. A suicide bomber killed at least 18 people in an attack targeting the funeral of former district chief in eastern Afghanistan's Nangarhar province. Afghan forces have had frequent clashes with Islamic State militants in the area in recent weeks. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. The Taliban, however, did deny any involvement. Five sheriff's deputies and two civilians were shot as police responded to a domestic disturbance call Sunday in the midwestern U.S. state of Colorado. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office said that one of the five deputies had been killed and the suspect was shot and no longer a threat. More than two decades after the U.S. state of California became the first to legalize medical marijuana use, on January 1st, it becomes the final West Coast state to legalize marijuana for recreational purposes. That move was approved by voters in California in November 2016. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.